catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Well, that's always been a favorite of a lot of us, and I think a lot of us can appreciate what's going on in our world, and we're trying to all be prepared and do what we can to fight it, but every once in a while we need to pull back and enjoy life, and I know I can be guilty of this, and I'm sure a lot of listeners can be as well. We need to take time to enjoy our loved ones, our family, and let each other know how much we care about each other and appreciate each other and spend time together. So hope you enjoyed the song like we did, and Louise, or you have any comments about your father?
Well, my father. Actually, I didn't hear the music.
Oh, you couldn't hear? Well, we played Cat in the Cradle by Harry Chapman.
I know that one, though.
And your father, I think, like my father, has passed on, so.
Well, my father passed on. This is why I fight for what I fight for. My father passed on. He fought for this country, both in World War One, as he was 509th Bombing Squadron. And also in Korea, both of which he was hurt in, but he went back to fight for his country. Unfortunately, our country is taking us apart, okay? I was saying before the break is that Tinas, my ex-husband, during World War II, the situation that they had to live under during Nazi occupation, you know, he saw it happening again about 10 years ago, and that's the reason why I ended up working for Jim Guest. He kept saying, I can't live through it again.
Yeah.
He said everything they're doing is exactly what they did before.
And that's why so many people from that situation, that era, are actually moving out of the United States because they don't want to go through this again. Sergey, how about yourself? We'll get to that after the break. We have a 3-minute break. You're listening to the Capital Farm on RBN. Today is June 19th, I believe, 2011. And you listen to RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org. Call in number
800-313-9443.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty. Sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan. Or is it a state of mind?
We're back. And happy Father's Day, everyone. Again, this is the Capital Forum, and it is Sunday, and it's Father's Day. And go kiss your dad, or just remember him, or talk to your family about them. That's another thing. Don't forget your father. Don't forget your mother. Talk about your history. Anyway, Sergey, you want to say something about your dad?
Yes, unfortunately, my father is not alive. He passed away 2 years ago, but I still miss him. You know, I miss him all the time. And I'm so proud of my dad. Actually, when he came to the United States with me, he was 65 years old. He didn't know anything about the English language. He started from scratch, from 0 point. Then, when it was time to pass the U.S. citizenship test, he passed first from all of us.
Really?
Yes.
So he worked his rear end off.
Yes, it was questions, like 10 questions was asked. You know, if you answer on 6 questions in a row right, so you don't get the answer the rest of 4 questions. So he answered on 6 questions. He came out with a big smile. He said, I passed. I said, all right. Then it was, yes, it was a writing test also.
Wow.
The knowledge of the government. You know, that was tough for 65 years old men who didn't know English at all. And he was the first older man from our community who actually became the U.S. citizen.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yes, he was so proud. I am proud of my dad.
And Sergey, since we're getting into personal information here a little bit, what I went to school in Kansas City, I went to college in Kansas City, and the apartment complex I lived in, there were a lot of Russians, elderly Russians. Why did so many Russians pick Kansas City to live?
Well, it wasn't by choice. You know, most of us, we came as a refugee. And under the old immigration department statute, I believe it was Section 207, U.S. government had to find the sponsor. So they found Dombasco Community Center in Kansas City, Missouri area.
Okay.
And that's the reason we came. We saw that sponsor. Oh, if they did find a sponsor in another state, we would have been in a different place, not here.
So regardless,
that's how we came, yes.
Regardless of Russian, Estonian, or whatever, you know, you would have a sponsor that would bring you into their community.
Right. But that was under the old Department of Immigration, before DHS, before Domestic Homeland Security was established.
You know, speaking of which, we were talking before the show today. There is a very good documentary movie, whatever you want to refer to it as, The Singing Revolution.
Yes, Singing Revolution.
And it's about Estonia and their breakaway from the Soviet Union. And if anybody has the opportunity to watch that, I would suggest it. And maybe we can get into that a little bit, unless Luis had a different direction.
Well, but, I did want to finish what we were doing.
Okay, let's finish
the reason why is because farmers have a very short time to do this.
All right, go ahead.
Then we can go into it. Okay, again, if you're a farmer or you're someone who knows a farmer or you just want to yell about the new law, you need to get a hold of basically the Department of Agriculture in your state, because this is every state, not just one. Okay? The Congress long ago distinguished the agriculture as transportation for commerce, since it's typically seasonal in nature and occurs over relatively short distances. So they've given the opportunity by which to stretch the map for the federal government to do this. Due to the FMCSA short public comment period, farmers and agricultural organizations have only until the end of this month to comment on the issue. We urge you to go out and to go to the following websites and read the guidance document, instructions, and submitting. And that's www.fmcsa.dot.gov/rules. Anyway,
hey, Luis.
Luis, please repeat.
Wait. And another suggestion: why don't you put that on Skype, and maybe Ken can
put that on
RBN's website as we speak.
It's very important that everybody, and even if you're not a farmer. Because they're saying you're a farmer if you're transporting your own things. Like, let's say you have tomatoes that you grew and you send it, bring it to a church social. That is deemed commercial.
Well,
okay?
Louise, if people are listening to this broadcast, then they're probably a eater, which means they're consuming something produced by a farmer or themselves, and that means they're most likely going to be affected by this. So it doesn't apply just to farmers. It applies to everybody listening.
Well, actually, it applies even further than you think.
Well, everybody listening.
They will be able to regulate little small, farmer co-ops, little small guys down there. You have a farmer's market.
I'm sure they'll target farmer's markets because they're hating that. The big corporations are hating the fact that these farmer markets are really sprouting up and being successful nationwide.
Mm-hmm. And that's the point. I've sent that link over to Skype, so you guys can go ahead and load it up. But I'm telling you now that if everybody doesn't start calling, submitting, and yelling, because see what happens is the problem is farmers are in the field. The reason they did what they did now is because farmers are in the field.
It's the busiest time of the year for us. We're planting and harvesting and haying and just everything all at one time and then trying to deal with this crazy weather.
You're in bad straits according to the new law. You are really in bad straits, okay? One, you're in an area deemed destructive, okay? Anything that's close to a, by the way, which is most of us, by the way, a natural disaster site or a site for flooding or whatever else.
Yeah, I was going to say, near a major waterway, they're trying to take over all the waterways, whether it's a pond or a Subtle or the Mississippi River. They're trying to take that over as well.
We're not going to get to this time, but I've been with my fights with the Department of Agriculture, and I have won. In fact, one farmer specifically, he had one piece of wood that was about the size of a half of a dollar bill. And the guy had saw smoke. He was burning a bunch of stuff in the barn. But there's one piece of wood that looked like it might have paint on it. They charged him $1,800 fine. He had so much time to pay it, otherwise he was going to go to jail. They were removing all the stuff from his farm. He wasn't allowed to sell any product off it, so they're putting up a big sign to ban it, literally. Okay,
what?
And he's not the
this
only
is
one,
nonsense.
But this was the big one. And this was in Jim's office, and Jim was playing golf. Okay, so I jumped on him. I actually went to the Department of Agriculture, and I had to go to Washington, D.C. I'm lucky I do have some friends still in Washington, so I was able to get to Washington, D.C. and have somebody from the Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. call back and tell them they had no right to do so. Just the fact that it comes from the White House is enough to make them scramble. Okay? Believe it or not, sometimes just the big White House makes people and other things shake. That's why I always went through. I don't go through the little local government, because local government, to be honest, they really don't care about you. And if you can get somebody in Washington to yell at them, they're afraid of losing their job, so they're gonna do what they're told.
By the way, Louise, this is just a string of different assaults on farmers we had in Missouri. Mm-hmm. The Morning Glory dairy, or the dairy that was busted because of their cheese. They supposedly had bacteria in the cheese, which is obviously a fabricated story. We've had people that were busted for making elderberry wine because they said it had health benefits. And we had people raising rabbits. You know, they were fined because they were selling to pet owners, people having them as pets, and they were supposed to have some kind of license for that. So one by one, then, they're attacking farmers big time. So once again, this is about controlling the food supply.
That's right. And you know what? The number one thing that we should be, that's what I said before.
Oh.
You can't eat.
I think your phone cut out, Louise, so you might want to repeat that.
I said all the gold in the world could not stop it if you don't have food to eat.
And by the way, we've had Doreen Hannes on our show several times, and she
Excellent.
Is extremely active in Missouri and nationwide tracking all this stuff, and her website is truth-farmer.blogspot.com. But we
the
need
man
to spend.
Did she fight?
If Doreen and Bob Parker are not spun up on this, Louise, we need to get them clued in because.
Yeah, I've got them call into her, but I believe they already are on it.
Okay.
They just announced it Friday.
All right.
See, this is the point. They've announced it Friday when the legislature was already gone, okay, and people had no right to fight over it. They give to the end of the month, and if farmers don't submit letters to stop it, okay, you lose. And you know darn well we're farmers. They're in the fields.
And also, Louise, we need to put pressure on the Missouri and other state farm bureaus, which have been working against us in many cases. We need to put pressure on them.
With us. And with this one, they're with us.
They're actually doing the right thing this time. That's
this
good.
Time. In fact, I almost had to go and one guy able to come on the air today. I might have him on next week.
Well, that's
okay.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. Because
that's
on
the
national
time.
On yeah. the national animal identification system, there were some people inside the organization that
that's right.
appear to be
paid.
Doing stuff on the wrong side of the equation. So I'm hoping they're back with us on this.
Yeah. Anyway, Father's Day. Let me go back to Father's Day because we've already done that. But I have to say, my father was my hero, still is. He came here when he was 8 years old from France because him and his little brother of six came alone on a boat all the way to America.
Wow.
Because what's going on in Europe at the time is right after World War One, and there was so much animosity. Oh, we got to be right back.
Back in 3 minutes. Please listen to and support the sponsors for RBN. And also, RBN's having a pledge drive, and I think the chip-in reset because it's the end of the month, so please contribute to RBN, and we'll try to keep the operations rocking and rolling.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burn the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution.
Back.
Because everything's crazy.
And I was just saying, my father came over here when he was 8 and his brother was 6. The stuff was going on over in, at that time in France and in Europe. For Jews, they sent their boys this way. My Aunt Anna stayed there because she was too little to travel, too small. She was only less than a year old. So they came here by themselves on a ship to meet with family who were in New York. Now, he went from a young man coming over on a boat at 8. He started his military career at 14. Okay? By going over and getting permission. And he literally cleaned people's clothes and all kinds of things for the military until he was old enough to actually be in the military. He ended up being in the 509th, one of the top squadrons of the military, and then later on working actually in Washington, D.C. for the White House. So this is someone who came over with nothing, and I mean nothing, was able and believed so much in the cause of freedom, that how important that was, that he'd go back and fight for it in another country. Because he didn't have to. But he did. He signed up himself to go over and fight and free the same people that had sent him here. His mother was, my grandmother ran the French underground in Alsace-Lorraine. So you're looking at the call for freedom is so great. But we're forgetting, we're losing it now.
It's a great testimony for what our country once was and what we need to restore. And that's the reason
Correct.
That we're on the air. We're not doing this for financial gain or notoriety. You know, we're just we're just out there working our buns off trying to make a difference in this respect. Matter of fact, we don't even promote what we're doing outside of the radio show, that which we need to be promoting and and getting other people involved, you know, whether it's handing out DVDs, CDs, you know, there's so many things that each and every one of us need to be doing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we have a caller, Jim in Missouri, and perhaps this is one of our activist buddies, Jim. Jim, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, good morning, Louise and Tom.
Hey, good looking.
And here's somebody that's really sacrificed much of his livelihood for the cause. And, Jim, I don't think people really understand what a lot of people have given to help fight this fight, and you're a prime example.
Well, you know what, Tom? It doesn't matter. You know, we got to do what we got to do.
Do what's right and leave the consequences up to the guy.
You know, that was a really, you know, Cats in the Cradle, that really kind of hit me hard. And I'd like to... you know, to all the fathers out there that are listening, you know what? Go be a dad. Just go be a dad. And don't let any of this crap get in your way. You need to be a father to your children. You got a responsibility to take care of them.
And as some of the testimonies you heard this morning, be a good role model, and you can just change the world by being a good role model to your family.
You know, there's a lot of topics I'd like to talk about. You know, you guys are talking about the food situation. I talked to my oldest sister yesterday, and there's a big gap. She's 7-8 years older than me. And I've really never had a conversation with her, but she's in the medical community. And I said, do you know what Codex Alimentarius is? And she had never heard of it. Never heard of it. And I'm like, you're kidding me. You don't know what Codex is? She had never even heard of it. Didn't even know how to spell it. I'm like, you're kidding me. I mean, this is how bad it's gotten, folks. I mean, they have distracted the people to the point that they don't know what's going on. They're so busy just trying to make a living.
And they're also afraid.
Well, I mean, Louise... My sister says, you know, we're worried about you. And I go, what are you worried about? Well, because you're radical. But Louise, I said, you know what? I said, I can understand you saying that. I probably do seem radical to you. And I said, the reason why I seem radical to you is because you are clueless. And I said, do you think I make up all this stuff? I go, I can show it to you in the law. It's in black and white.
That's what they don't like that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start a new group. And I'm going to call it I Don't Consent Anymore.
Now, that's a good idea. I'll join. I don't consent
anymore. Don't consent anymore. No.
In fact, we'll just use the first
letters.
No, let's
steal it from old Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
Just say no.
You're done.
Can I carry over?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, hold on.
And we also see Lee. You're on the board, too, so we'll entertain what Jim has to offer this morning, then we'll get to Lee, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
And he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman.
and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for.
Yeah, you and I have to fight to survive, that's for sure.
By the way, that's Muse, and Muse is one of the more popular modern bands right now, and they're putting out a great message. So once again, get this information out and ask people, what's that song really
so
about,
cool.
You know, and that's what we need. And actually, that's what the Singing Revolution's about. It's about a country literally taking her country back via music. They united via this national anthem song that one of the independence fighters produced, and that just was one of the instrumental things in uniting the country. And there's so many lessons to be learned from that movie that I want to get into one of these days, but right now I think Jim has some.
Yeah, well, tomorrow, hey, next week, let's do that movie. I want to do that movie. We're going to do that. Oh,
yeah, well, if you haven't watched it, Louise, watch it, and then we can
have I have. But go ahead. Jim,
Tom, what movie are you talking about?
It's a movie called Singing Revolution. And
okay.
Is that
available online?
Netflix is where my roommate ordered it from. I'm not sure if you can watch it online or not, but Singing Revolution. It's about
Singing Revolution.
Film,
okay.
Yes, I watched it here in Overland Park, Kansas State. It was about a couple of years ago.
But it's about Estonia, the country of Estonia, and they were occupied by Nazis, by the Soviet Union, and we hear a lot about the Jewish occupation and the Jewish people being in turn, but these Estonians, it wasn't like a 3 or 4 or 5 year period. It went from the Nazis to like after that, 50 years of the Soviet Union in concentration camps.
Oh, absolutely.
There's my gosh, but they killed, what, 20 million people in the Ukraine?
Well, about one out of every
not
four.
Not in Ukraine.
I think about one out of every four Estonians were eliminated. So that's
Estonia?
Yep, that's amazing to have a fourth of your population wiped out.
Wow.
It's one of the northern Baltic republics. You know, it's republics.
You have to understand
that
they've been taken over by everybody. And that's the real issue, the fact that one group or two groups or three groups can control everyone, okay? It's just undaunting.
Yeah.
But
Louise, you were talking about earlier where you were talking about your father and how he realized what was going on, and he just said, no, I can't
go. That was my husband.
That was your husband, okay.
Yeah.
And
he was 40 years old.
And, you know, as controversial as she is, Ayn Rand, well, she escaped the Bolshevik Revolution,
mm-hmm.
and she came over here to the States, and by the 40s, she started to recognize that the same thing was going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she started writing her books. And she wrote that book, Atlas Shrugged. Which is now coming out to the theaters. And it's controversial, but you know what? You got to call a spade a spade.
Absolutely.
If you see it and the same thing's happening, you got to call a spade, period.
Right.
You know, I am so tired of people that call themselves Americans, but they won't stand up for themselves. They act like a bunch of slaves.
Well, you know why? Because they all have their hand in the kitty.
The best
thing the government ever did was government handouts. Everybody has a little bit into it somewhere. And, I'm going to lose my check. Oh, I'm not going to get that. Oh, I'm not going to get this.
Hey, place. Louise, you're going to get a kick out of this one. Are you familiar with Rod Klass?
Yes.
Rod Klass and Carl Weston got in front of the House Judiciary Committee a week ago Friday. Guess who showed up?
Who?
The chairman. In jeans.
A rare occasion. Go ahead.
In jeans.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that they were prepared. I don't think he was prepared for what Rod Klass had to say. And Rod Klass went into the bankruptcy of 1933. He went into the Trading with the Enemy Act. He went into the Administrative Procedures Act of 47, I think it was. And this guy didn't have a clue. And he freaked out.
Okay, I got a question.
I'm telling you what.
Have you noticed none of them have a clue?
They don't have a clue. Your congressmen and your senators don't have a clue.
Well, Jim, we have congress people that are called boner. We have congress people that are called wiener. You know what? Who are electing these people? You know what I mean? What a joke our system's become. You know what I mean?
Wiener is just a name. That's not an issue.
This
might not be appropriate, but I would recommend. I would really recommend everybody. Are you guys familiar with TalkShoe?
Yes.
Yes.
Go to TalkShoe AIB County Assembly. Go listen to Tuesday, June 14th. I think it is, and you'll get the report from Rod Klass of what they experienced in front of the House Judiciary Committee.
I can tell you.
Everybody needs to listen to that.
I've never been there. I mean, I wasn't there for that, but I can tell you exactly what he did. I can also tell you that the people that they went to see had absolutely no idea, unless it was on their cheat sheet, what they're allowed to talk about. Every day in the legislature, in the Missouri House, in Washington, D.C., in Tennessee, I don't care what, big or small, they all get a cheat sheet from their party. whether Republican or Democrat or what have you, and they send out this little blurb. This is what happened last week. This is what you talk about. Here's your talking points. Just memorize this and keep going back to it. Just keep going back to it. Every day they get a new little list so that they know what to say. Otherwise, they couldn't talk. But then they could show up for every type of free meal, free liquor, free women, free men, free boys, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's the real issue. Well, whoever you put in office, okay, I've come to the realization. I tried this in Missouri House. Okay. Washington, you know, you just cut it free and let it float away. And then I tried it here on the smaller scale in Missouri or any other state. We got a big revolution started, what have you, and the Republican Party comes in and takes it. Or the Democrat on another issue. It makes no difference which one it is. Forget your parties. But the point is that we don't get any movement because we're too – I'm going to say it, guys. You say, mad at me, one. We're too stupid.
Well,
we keep continually following the wrong jackasses, I'm saying on the air, I know, and I know I'm going to hear it from somebody, down the beaten path.
Well,
okay?
Louise, let me make one more point, and then I'm going to shut up so that Lee can get on, because I know that he's patiently waiting, and I've heard him before, and he's a sharp character.
Also, Jim, repeat that information about the talk show. What specifically? June 14th, is that what you indicated?
Yeah, I think it was June 14th. There's even a Friday night. What was Friday night? Was that the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th? Is that it? Friday night?
What time, Jim?
Just go to talkshoe.com, search AIB County Assembly. In fact, I think I might have that right here.
And by the way, when we talk about stuff like this, most often when I remember, I always put these things in our show archives. So on RBN's website in the show archives in the description, there'll be links to all these websites, a lot of them that we mentioned on the show today. So.
If you can't find it by AIB County Assembly, the code number is 48361.
48361.
Yeah, 48361. That's AIB County Assembly. You need to. Rod Class is kicking boot.
You know, while we're on the subject, I don't want to divert you. Hang on to your last point, but there is an audio that I listened to the other day on, there's a show, Spike, and I think he's out of Indiana. He's on a Freedom Network, and it's a network that Mark Carnegie's also on. And he played the audio, a video of these judges that are getting together talking about us patriots.
That's right.
And I thought it
was No, they have meetings.
Yeah, exactly. This
they
guy
have
tours,
meetings.
This guy tours around the nation, and he gives a presentation to judges. And he's like a stand-up comedian. He is very effective in what he's doing. And they're going after, it was a Freeman is what they started the premise of the meeting about. But he gives a very telling presentation to all these judges to teach them how to deal with patriots that actually understand common law and actually understand the Constitution. And I thought it was very insightful to hear it from the other side.
Well, you know, I would like to get that information, but that is truth. They have meetings on how to deal with people pro se.
I'd love to get somebody from the Republican Party in
anyway,
any state to come up, because they have those big meetings to figure out exactly how to move the patriot movement.
I'd love to get that judge on, because I'm sure he's a CIA agent, because he is extremely smooth, and like I said, he's very funny, he's articulate.
Let's see if we can.
Well, I'll send you the information and see if we can get something towards
okay.
that.
Well, I tell you what, if I were you guys, I would definitely get Rod Class on your show.
Uh-huh.
I would. I mean, it's unraveling very quickly right now. I mean, not just the economy, but the truth's coming out, and they can't stop us.
Oh, hey, I did have one thing to say to you guys. For everybody listening, and this is how right you're on this one here. Did you know on national ABC, NBC, CBS, that they were talking about stuff dealing with the Bilderbergs, saying that they were meeting today, this is what they have been done, this is what they're... The situation they're trying to put through to the American people, blah, da, 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 da. Here is now on national news. This isn't on Fox Network. On regular national news, talking about the what the Bilderbergs have been trying to do, talking about Agenda 21. This is on regular national news that they're having the meeting, that this is what the meeting was on. Okay? And that tells you, you didn't hear that on the news before. So no, things are changing.
The alternate media is starting to drive the news. They have to follow because they're losing their audience and they're scrambling
Absolutely.
To catch up. As a matter of fact, Louise, they had Alex Jones as their keynote speaker at Talkers, which is the mainstream media's, you know, annual get-together. So that's that's very powerful that we're making inroads, and kudos to him and all of his audience that helped promote that.
Let me close up real quick here so Lee can get on before you guys are over. I got a Facebook email. Somebody's promoting Ron Paul. I love Ron Paul. I responded to it, and I said, you know what? I go, you're wrong. You can't. I go, that's one man. And the response was, well, if we don't get Ron Paul into office as president, we're going to lose. And I said, no, that's not right. I go, if we don't wake up the American people, we lose. I go, where has it come in America, the United States of America, where we act like the president is some king? That's not what this country is all about. It's about the people.
It's been every president for the last, since Kennedy. Question here. Okay, I'm loving what you're saying about that, Ron Paul. We're going to talk about this coming up, so you're going to get a hold of me, because the one thing I'm going to talk about, I've known Ron Paul since I was a very young girl, and he's very good, very nice man, wonderful. But let me tell you something. What change has happened in Congress since he's been there?
Well, he doesn't get support, for sure.
Thank you.
People
Will
don't...
he ever get support?
Oh. Well, no, he does lately.
No.
And even if he got into office, I think that we all know what would happen to him.
Well, that's not the point, not to support
him. Roll over,
so
I'll be killed.
If we have any beta candidate, well, we'll stick with it. So far, personally,
Look,
I haven't found anybody.
We're going to talk about that another time.
But the point was, this is job of the people.
Right.
Period.
And I would say that the Ron Paul Revolution, which there was a grassroots movement, it wasn't the campaign itself, but it was instrumental in waking a lot of people up. And I hope this is the same story with this election.
You know what? I know that even if he doesn't win, and I doubt that he will, because the mainstream media is already just ignoring him purposely. But no, this is he's going to wake up more people, and that's a good thing. And but I'm telling you, people, say no. I don't consent anymore.
Get out of the beast. Well, we appreciate
it. And let's get Lee on. Good talking with you, Louise and Tom. I'll be in touch.
All right. Bye, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you for calling.
Lee
and George have been patiently holding on there. What do you have for us this morning, Lee?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Lee.
Yeah, what Jim said. Brother, you stole most of my thunder, but that's okay, because I'm just going to back up what you said and say I agree.
All right, next caller,
I like
please.
I that idea, that group. I don't consent. Let me know when you get it set up, because I'll darn sure join. Anyway, I missed your first hour, but I walked in just as you were talking about Morning Lamb Dairy, and of course I went online immediately, started looking them up, and reading the article, apparently Truth Farmer is being moved to truthfarmer.wordpress.com.
Okay.
But it's going through the whole court case and all of that, I'm going, whoa, okay, this is not a good thing. And, you know, I'm reading this, and I'm getting to thinking, and I'll tell you what, I live in a little 14-foot wide, 20-foot long tin shed that's been converted into a one-room studio apartment. It's really nice, all paneled and drywalled and trimmed out, and it's really nice. And I got this little yard, not very big, but the entire yard is nothing but corn and turnips and collard greens and squash and beans and peas and okra and cucumbers and Brussels sprouts and all these yummy things. And you know what? I'd be awfully willing to give out my address right here, right now, and tell these bozos, if you think that you have this much authority, keep in mind, I'm not Mr. Dixon. I'm not his family. I'm not Morningland Farms. I'm not Raw Milk Foods or any of these other people. But, you know, if you think you got that much authority, why don't you come here and try that with me? And I'll give you my address right now. I challenge you. Come try this crap with me and see how far you get.
I don't know if we have to give them an invitation, please. I think they know where we're at, don't they, already?
Jim is exactly right. Stop looking to Washington, folks. Start doing it yourself.
And know that thought. Oh, that thought
just
there.
Just say no.
All right, we got a commercial break. Back at 3.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I said, now what would you say? I'll be calling you a radical.
What perfect timing on the song, isn't it? Do I know how to pick songs or what?
Yeah, radical.
You got all these radicals calling in this morning. What the heck?
Yeah. Right on the topic, right?
All right, Lee, we have a few more minutes of the show left, so we'll continue your thought pattern.
I agree with Jim there. We can't be putting our faith in any one person. I'm not going to say Ron Paul's a bad guy. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with him on everything, but he is on the money with a lot of things. But, folks, if you think that just putting one man in there is going to make a difference, it's not.
No.
It doesn't matter who you put in there. Until we change the structure, the faces aren't going to make any difference.
Amen.
What you've got to do is say, just like Jim said, I don't consent. And just like Nancy Reagan used to say,
no. Just say no and stop listening to these idiots. Stop letting them rule your life. Stop letting them tell you what you can and cannot eat, where you can and cannot go, what you can and cannot do, who you can and cannot associate with, and just tell them what to anatomically do with all of their regulation. And then when they show up on your doorstep, greet them with a baseball bat
and leave to
something.
Lead
and
to accomplish
them, get
to,
gone.
To accomplish
I'm
this leave.
Out of here. I know coming up near the end, and I got to get back to work. Great show.
All right.
I'll get you later.
Thanks for the input, Lee. And towards what Lee's talking about, we need to become producers. We need to produce and sustain ourselves. We need to work with our community, work with our neighborhood, work with people so we can take care of ourselves. Because if you're a consumer, you got to cower. When they say jump, you got to jump. If you have everything you need or 99% of it, then you're going to be able to say, no, I don't want to be part of your beast system. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. That's the message.
You know, the one thing that I'd like to talk about on that same system, remember when the government blacklisted performers? Most of them had nothing at all to do with Soviets. Not a single one, almost. Okay, well, you know who did? Quite a few of them that were very active, like, what's his name? What do you call it? Kelly. Gene Kelly. Gene Kelly was in every film everywhere, but he was a Soviet. He was actually a Brusky. Okay, ironically, yet he was in every show. Now, how could that be? Because he's willing to turn in people.
And there was another one you're probably familiar with, John Wayne. I think John
Absolutely.
Wayne was a patriot, and they think, who knows, there are a lot of these people that are standing up and standing up are getting cancer, so I wouldn't doubt if there's some behind-the-scenes activity that's giving
it, It's a game. It's a game. McCarthyism is alive and well in Washington today. Okay, what we need to do is start standing up for the rights of the people, and the people themselves have to stand up. If you think that your next check has to do with the federal government, I can tell you people who will not make waves because they'll lose their check, their Social Security check. I hate to tell you this, they get it all back now.
You know, in our movement, there are 1,000 different groups going 1,000 different directions, and that shotgun effect is good for a lot of reasons, but there's also a need for a laser-sharp focus on certain topics,
Absolutely.
Whether it's standing up for the farmers against what you're talking about, Louise, or what's happening when they flood the nuclear plants, whatever. We're going to have to start taking a stand as a movement and to get all these groups together. And I worked with Ron Paul. You know, Louise, we sit down with Ron Paul and his administration, his campaign people. Try to convince them, let's do this under your umbrella, get everybody to focus on targeted solutions and work them. And they wouldn't buy into it. And that's one of the problems I had with that old deal.
Somebody has to be elected in the...
he's been elected for years
and
years.
Right?
Good friend, but he's been elected.
Not the Obama.
We need
Happy
the grassroots people.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Give your father a kiss. Give your mother a kiss and father's gone.
Enjoy the day, enjoy the week, and help get active and help save our nation.
Thank you, listeners. Till next time.
Goodbye, Sutter Gay. Goodbye, Tom.
Bye, Louise.
Goodbye.